Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Ashton Wells, Marion County Extension County Youth Coordinator, about 4-H. Ashton, you're the Marion County Youth Coordinator for the Marion County Extension Office. And what is Marion County Extension Office all about?
Yeah, so Marion County Extension does a wide variety of things. We do a lot with youth programming, but we do a lot with adult programming as well. So my role is primarily more with youth, but Lydia here in our office does a lot with our adult programming, from hosting horticulture workshops to we do have a Master Gardener program if you're interested in that. So there is definitely a wide variety, and I know Lydia and myself are always looking and trying new things out in Marion County, so you just keep an eye out and we'll get those things posted so you can start attending those.
Now, there's a lot of 4-H clubs. How many children are involved in 4-H in Marion County? What, K through 12, is that correct?
Yep, so Marion County 4-H offers a wide variety of clubs for K through 12. So we have around probably 300 of K-12 kiddos enrolled in our program here. So that's our Clover Kid groups, which is our K-3, and then our 4-H groups, which is our 4th through 12th graders.
And I believe you told me that the Clover Kids numbers are up.
Yep, so we've been very fortunate in our county to bring on some new volunteers. We already had some current Clover Kid clubs, but we've had some new volunteers come in, so we've been able to open up a couple new Clover Kid groups here in our county. So now we have a total of 4 clubs. The cool thing about some of them is they are attached and meet the same time as our 4-H club. So if you do have an older kid that falls into that 4th through 12th grade, there is a great option to also get that Clover Kid age K-3 to be able to attend a meeting. And they happen the same time, same place. So that's kind of the unique thing about those 4-H clubs that have a Clover Kid club attached to them, is it's helpful if you've got a wider range of age in your kiddos.
And you have a few events coming up. One's the Junior County Council.
Yeah, so within 4-H, we love to provide the option for youth to have youth voice to get those leadership skills. So we already have a county council, which is targeted more towards our 9th through 12th grade kids. And we are bringing back a junior county council option, which allows those 4th through 6th graders to meet starting in February through Tell County Fair, and they get to do have more youth voice. They get to help plan events that happen at the fair and just kind of gain an overall leadership skills that they can take back to their club that just allows them to get a little bit more involved in our leadership opportunities being in those 4th through 6th grades.
And there's a junior fun night. That sounds like fun without even getting into it, doesn't it?
Yeah, so that's a really cool event that we do here in Marion County. So junior fun night is targeted towards those 4th through 6th graders. And it is happening February 24th at the Knoxville Park and Rec. And it happens after they're closed. So we are there from 9 to 10:30. And youth can come and go swimming, play dodgeball, basketball, volleyball, anything like that. We also have card games if you're interested in that. It is a great way if you are not already in 4-H, but you've got a friend that is, you can certainly tag along with them. Every 4-H'er can bring one non-4-H member to this event. So it is free, no cost to anyone, even if you're not in 4-H. So find that friend that's in 4-H and you can tag along. Even if you're not, definitely reach out to our office and we can get you some information so that you can learn more about 4-H here.
And that's for 4th through 6th graders, you say?
Yep.
Are they able to swim that night too? Or?
They are able to swim that night too. So they have lifeguards there on duty. So you basically have access to the whole facility. There's lots of snacks, so I know that was always my favorite part as a kid coming to events. So, and that is something that actually our county council helps to plan, which is that 9th through 12th grade. So it's a great leadership opportunity and just a fun overall night. And they get to interact with those county council kids as they're there. So I know last year they took on the county council in dodgeball. So it was just fun to kind of see those older kids and younger kids get to interact together.
How many people work here at the Marion County Extension Office?
Yep. So currently that are county employees, you've got myself with 4-H. You've got Lydia, who does our adult programming. And then you've got Andy, who does our is our county director. So, and Andy is part-time, where Lydia and I are full-time and are here every day.
And you guys get a lot accomplished.
I would like to say yes, we do. So, yep, and we're gearing up for the county fair, too. So it never really stops here in this office when it comes to things. So
it's never too early to plan for a fair, either.
That is exactly right, yep. So we've been working on trophy sponsorships, getting our judges all lined up. So after February 4th, we will open up trophies to the general public, too. So if you've ever wanted to sponsor a trophy or banner for our kiddos at the county fair, keep your eye on our Facebook page, and we'll be posting some of those opportunities here in the near future.
Can you tell me a little bit about some of the 4-H clubs?
Yep. So we've got a wide variety of clubs. Some are meet here at our extension office in Knoxville. Some are in Pleasantville. Some are in Pella. We've got Melcher. Even Bussie Tracy has some clubs. So the really cool thing is there's probably a club that meets in your community. And even if they're not in your community, it's not a huge deal because you can go to whatever club works for your schedule. So reach out to our office. We do have a banner or a flyer that shows you all of the clubs, club leaders, and when they meet. So we would love to have you join our organization.
So no matter where you live, it's probably a club close.
Correct. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to add as we wrap up?
Just if you've ever had any questions, reach out. We would love to answer them and have you join Marion County 4-H. It is a really great organization. I've been involved with it since I was in fourth grade. And so I think it really added value as I got older and helped me get to where I am today.
And so now you're in fifth grade, right?
Yep, that's right.
Just joking. Thanks again for your time.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks to Ashton Wells for joining us on today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. People's Bank in Knoxville, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Indianola, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at knakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.